home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to a great night. It's a 90-minute episode right here on Rated G Radio, and we're going to be welcoming Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. There are psychics and astrologers to the show tonight, and if you've got a question, tonight is a great night for you to call in and ask. If I've pre-screened you, you're already in line. So congratulations. We're going to get to you. If you have not called in yet, please do so at 323-657-1493. I say caution. It's not really caution, but you have to press 1 on your keypad to ask a question. Otherwise, we just assume that you're calling in from your telephone because that's how you want to listen to the show, which is totally cool. But if you don't press 1 on your keypad, we won't know that you want to ask a question. So we'll just leave you alone so you can listen as you see fit. Before we bring them on, I want to give you the roadmap of where we've gone this week, where we're going, and what you can expect for the rest of this week so you can get excited about it as I am. On Monday, we had author Chris Ando. He has a book called Delusions of Grandeur. He came on to talk about that and living in a haunted house in Oklahoma growing up and so much more. Tuesday, last night, we had Jeff Michaels on. He's an author of lots of books, and we talked about death and dying. It's been a happy week all week. On tomorrow night's show on Rated LGBT Radio, Rob Watson is my guest, or is my co-host, and our guest is Greg Archer. He's on talking about a new web series that he has co-written, co-starred in, and co-produced called The You and the Me. That's available on YouTube right now, so you can go check that out. And then Friday, we've got Oleg Frisch. He is a Russian TV journalist, and he's going to be singing songs from his brand new album. It's a album with a, it has like 50 tracks on it, I think, but it's, I'd say 50 tracks. I say that in jest. It has like 15 tracks on it. I think 11 of them are duets. And Oleg is going to talk about all of the things that brought him to the point where he wanted to record an album. And you'll recognize many of the names of people who he's doing duets with, including Gary U.S. Bonds and more. We're going to talk to him Friday. And then Saturday morning, believe it or not, we're going to be doing our next episode of Super Gay Radio. And that's bright and early at 10 a.m. And that stars Paul and Mess. So if you would like to be part of that, it's an uncensored show, not for the kids who should be watching cartoons at that time of the day anyway. But that's what's happening the rest of this week. You can also follow the show and get a text update or an email update, your choice. You get to pick, and it will prompt you on when to tune in for the next episode, which is always cool because each link for the shows are different because, you know, each of the shows is different. You can also find the broadcast on Apple's iTunes under the podcast, and we encourage you to go check out all 800 episodes. Take us on the road if you're doing a road trip. That's really, really fun. And listen to all the past episodes over the last 4 years. Now, without further ado, however, it is my pleasure to bring on Zoe and Doug, our celebrity guest for tonight. Zoe, welcome to the show again. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. Doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm excited that you're here because we've got a full 90 minutes, and we've got people lined up out the door today to ask you guys questions, which is always exciting.
That is so awesome. We're just so excited and happy to be here again. And we have Doug here as well. Say hi, Doug.
Hello there, especially you, Garrett.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. I got an especially. That's great.
Well,
you're special.
Pretty special.
Well, Zoe, what's going on in the world of psychic and energy healing for you this month?
Well, I'll tell you what. We got all sorts of things going on, and I'd like to quickly insert a little education piece, as I
yes.
like to do each month. And so with the energies this month, well, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so happy corned beef and cabbage, everybody. Right? That's so tasty and so good. Anyway, we are in the third month of this year. Just a reminder for everybody, 2016 is a number 9 year. And this means a number of things. It means finishing things up. It means that whatever trials, challenges, and great times that we have had over the previous 8 years, this is the year to bring things to completion, to bring things to resolution. And so we started the month of January as a number one, February is number two, and this month, March is a number three in numerology. And what does that mean? It means balance. It's a divine balance. And today is the 16th. That adds up to a 7, and we're a number 3 month, which is 10, which makes us what? A number 1 day. So it's a great, great night to be here and to talk with everybody, because number 1 means what? New beginnings. So with that being said, this is probably more a reminder for everybody. There's something that we call the global consciousness, the interconnectedness of human beings. And when we think about this, it's important that we think about our thoughts and our actions, how our thoughts and our actions affect each other, good, bad, or otherwise. We think about it when we're doing the traffic thing in the morning or at night. We think of all of our fellow roadsters on the road. Are we happy about this? Probably not. But we think about our thoughts and our intentions. It's really, really important. It's a great self-discipline. It's a great place to meditate. It's something to really think about. It's easy when we're at home with our family or friends and we understand how our actions are affecting everyone else under the roof. We also have to think about, though, the positive and the negative aspects or components of what's going on in the world based upon our thoughts. What does this mean for everybody? Well, for every positive thought or positive intention that we have, that begins a chain reaction amongst all humanity. If we can think of humanity as, oh, a pattern, let's say, for example, in sacred geometry, crisscross pattern. Some people are familiar with it, some are not. That's okay. But basically, we're all little circles of energy on this planet. And for every positive thought that sends out an action, it's an action, which then causes the reaction. When our thoughts are not so great, that can cause issues as well. What can we do about this individually? What can we do in this world? Well, we can play our part. We can play our part starting out with the positive. It's important to look within yourself first, to do an internal life review of oneself, to really think about how much do I like myself, how much do I love myself. When we can come to a place of love within ourselves, where we know we love ourselves first, that energy by itself goes out into the world. And that also begins to affect a really wonderful positive trickle. It's a really beautiful chain reaction. The word love in numerology, as I've taught before, comes out to a number 9. Love is the strongest energy on this planet. This is a very important resource tool for everybody. When we apply the energy of love to any situation, whether it's a challenge, whether it's a problem person, problem child, when we ask for God, Creator, Source, whoever you pray to send love to that person or that situation, it changes the energies. It changes the vibration. This, on a grand scale, also impacts and affects the interconnectedness of humanity. The more that people can simply become self-aware of love, of where their thoughts are, the positive intentions, the broader-minded humanity can become. Right now, we see different challenges in the world. We're seeing the worst of the worst and then the best of the best. We're seeing a lot of transformation, especially here in the United States. More and more people are coming together and deciding to use their voices to support what they feel is right for them. So again, the more people can become self-aware, the more, and use the energy of love, the stronger that the humanitarian link on this planet will grow and become. So there we have it, Garrett. There's our little short piece for tonight, our educational piece, and it still comes down to that one beautiful word, which is love. Love changes everything. It really does.
You should write a song about that.
I think I know a songwriter, Garrett.
And there you go.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Zoe, before we start taking any calls, I want to ask both of you, you know, because you come onto the show every month and you always give great deals that you don't normally offer people who come into your facility or, you know, call to schedule appointments. You do these exclusively for the listeners here on Rated G Radio. What's your March special for you, Zoe? And then we'll ask Doug what he's doing.
Absolutely, yes. So for the month of March, and actually, this one is going to be even more special because both Doug and myself are going to extend our specials for 30 days. So people, this special is for the next 30 days. My special is this. When you purchase 30 minutes at the normal price of $2 a minute, you will receive the second 30 minutes at $1 a minute. So this is a 25% savings in the big picture. And I am always willing to work with people. So anyway, if you wish to extend it beyond 60 minutes, that's definitely doable. So in order to get this Rated G Radio special, please go to my website, zoeniklaus.com, fill out the contact form, and in the subject include March Rated G Radio Special. And then from there, you and I will connect, meaning the caller and I will connect, and we'll proceed from there. So there's my special. Doug, what's
Yay.
Your special? Yeah.
I will, this for the next 30 days, I will do an annual reading at a $100 rate, which is half of what my normal rate would be. And it, all they have to do is, they even if it doesn't get done, that 30 days, if they call and make the connection that they're doing it, I'll work with them.
Cool. And then, Doug, what does that include?
That means that when I do an annual report, it means that I am going through every single month and just putting down all kinds of notes. And because I am psychic, I've come out of me that I don't even know I say. So I've only had 3 times where I've told people who they're getting married to, first and last name, and didn't even know I said it, but it was all recorded.
Wow.
I've crossed to the other side 3 times, so I know what it's all about to cross the other side and come back. I don't see the world the way everyone else does.
Well, Doug,
and I agree with
you,
Zoe,
know,
completely. You've got to love everyone.
I'm going to ask you more about that. So everybody, hang tight to the end of the show. Maybe the last 5 or 7 minutes, we'll ask Doug about his crossing over 3 times, because that would be fun.
Okay.
Okay. So, Zoe, Doug, are
yes.
you ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, everybody else who's called, if I've screened your call, don't worry. We're going to get to you. If I have not screened you, while Zoe and Doug are talking to the other callers, I'm going to come on and get your first name and then your complete birthday, okay? So be prepared to provide that, and then I'll put you back on hold until we get you on the show. Our first caller tonight is Eduardo. Eduardo, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call, Zoe.
You're welcome.
And Doug, nice to meet you guys, even if it's over the phone.
What can we do for you, Eduardo?
Well, maybe I just wanted to get a general question, related to career forecast for this year. I feel like the year is starting, I finally see, like you were saying, by the way, what a great message that you started the show with. So thank you for that. I kind of get the same feeling that things are starting finally to move and flow, and it's probably going to get better in April. And so thank you for that.
Eduardo, may I ask you what your birthday is?
Sure, it's 6/29/72.
6/29/72?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first of all, your birth force is a number 9, and so that matches the number year we are in, which means brotherhood, bringing things to completion, and the number 9 is magical. So with this being said and with what the message was, first and foremost, regarding your career, regarding present job and or upcoming job change, first and foremost, surround that with love. Send love in that direction. Ask Creator, God, Source, whoever you pray to send that love. This way, what you are doing, number one, is you are increasing the vibration of that opportunity out there. Also, ask for yourself to be surrounded with love. What you are doing essentially is raising your vibration so that like vibration will attract and bring in like vibration. So with this being said, the month of April for you is going to be like a foundation builder. That's what the number four is anyway. So you're going to be doing some footwork if you haven't already. Even if you are working, what I sense and feel for you is a job change of some kind, even if it's a promotion or a lateral move. I see the beginnings of that happening in May, the actual movement of it. By September, you will have finalized whatever it is you're going through now, and probably October, November, the thing that you desire, whatever it is, the kind of work that you really want to do, will be coming your way. So keep your eyes open. Listen to the messages of the universe. Whether you overhear a snippet of someone else's conversation and it feels like, oh my, that really resonates with me, hold on to that because it is a message for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's I kind of feel the same, that, you know, April is when I get rolling with the project that I've been working on.
Okay.
So it's right on.
Okay, excellent. And for you, always pay attention to the details. For you, details are really, really, really important, and they're critical. All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and due to the nature of your work, that will always be a part of what you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, let's see what Doug has for you.
Thank you.
Well, I do believe that you've been going through an incredible change in value, that you've changed almost 180 degrees as far as how you see things, where you're going. I feel you're ready to make a huge step up. So I think you're going into a big promotion or into something totally different than what you've ever done before. I don't think that it's going to be a problem for you. I like the fact that you're extremely psychic. You are very tuned into energy. You feel it. You know it. It goes through you all the time. So pay attention to it. If it goes through you, 10% edge, you're probably spot on.
Cool. Yeah, I do connect and I ask questions and all that, and I get information. So that's right on.
Yeah. No, I like your setup. You've got a beautiful setup in your chart. And I think you'd be a good person to have around. You're good. You're just a good worker. And you don't criticize people. You don't care if they want to be red, blue, or green this day. You just let them be. And that's the sweet part about you.
Yeah.
No judgment.
That's something exactly that I've been working on, trying to work with no judgment, you know?
Good for you, because you've got it big in your chart. You'll conquer it with no problem. And I think you're smart as a whip, too. So that's all part of it, and I think Zoe already touched on it, that you crossed every T and dot every I, and that's the way I see you as well.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Eduardo, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Zoe.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Take care.
And our next caller is coming from Mike, and Mike's birthday is May 31st, 1991. Mike, you're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, go ahead. Well, if we don't have Mike, let's do this. Let's go to Andy. Andy is born March 24th, 1965. Andy, you're now live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi, Zoe and Doug. Hi, thanks
for taking
my call tonight.
Sure. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask, I've got a birthday coming up next week, and I'm going to be out of town at a conference. And I've got an automobile that's got some high mileage on it. I'm trying to decide whether to ask about the car or the conference, one of the C words.
Well, that's an interesting question. Okay,
there you go.
A lot of dilemmas there.
Oh, there you go.
Well, let's see here, Doug. I'll take the conference. How about that?
Okay.
So let's see here. With the conference, it looks interesting. There's going to be some movement for you. I realize it's a work-related conference. It's going to offer, well, besides the obvious of change, this is going to open you up to something brand new that you haven't thought of before. It's going to lead you to have new ideas about what else is possible. What you currently do is fine, but the point of interest that it's going to bring to you is it's just going to be like discovering a brand new hobby. It's going to be like discovering, oh, I like to paint and I thought I was never artistic. Something along those lines. You're going to meet two or three people that you're going to connect with real well. And one of them in particular is a woman with gray hair, longer. Anyway, she's going to have something to offer to you. It feels like she may actually be like a pet psychic, something along those lines. So keep that in mind. And that doesn't necessarily fit in with the theme of the conference. But what's happening with you, no, not really. Yeah, it feels like, honestly, it feels like a very dry thing. But anyway, what is happening with you on the inside is that you're evolving and changing, whether you realize it or not. And so essentially, just like when we talked about in the education piece of like vibration, attracting like vibration, that's probably what's going to be happening. That is what's happening here at the conference. Don't be surprised either if you get to connect with a couple, it's going to be a handful or less of people who are actually more like-minded than what you realize. So you might be like, say, at a doctor's conference, learning about dry procedures, and in the evening time you're talking about esoteric ideas and so on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's going to bring a whole different element. The conference is more of the universe's way of disguising, okay, let's call it this. We're going to bring Andy here, and now we're going to connect the dots for her with these other people so that she can realize she's not alone in the world. That's the real message here.
Oh,
okay?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is very cool.
That's nice.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
And Doug?
Well, I think that you've done an incredible change to your energy within. So you're going to be walking past people that have known you for a long time. They're not going to recognize you because you've changed your energy so much. We recognize the energy first, and then we realize we know the person. So that's going on with you, and that's a big part of this shift that Zoe was talking about. You've gone through this big shift. I do think that you're getting a car. I don't question that. But I'm going to tell you that I don't want you to buy it as far between April 17th and May 21st. Because during that time, we're going to have a Mercury retrograde. And that may be the time where your card really just kind of is done. So I don't want you buying a car during that time because you never buy a car under a Mercury retrograde or you buy a lemon. I don't care if it's a brand new car. You're buying a lemon.
Okay.
It's a great time to look at cars, but don't buy.
Okay.
But I do think you're going to get a different car. It just feels like I'm driving the whole... I can smell the leather. I just know you're in a different car. You know how a car has that new smell to it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it's like, and it's there, real strong. So I know you're going.
Excellent. Do you think the new car will be in before Mercury goes retrograde in April?
It's very possible. You're going to me, it feels like you're just going to be looking at things before the month is done.
Okay.
You've just, the other one, you already know that it's starting to have little things. It's got noises and things going on that you don't really know what it is.
Right.
It starts, you start it up, and it's got a little knocky sound that it didn't have before. So
it's got a lot of miles on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think you're moving on, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
both
Andy,
so much.
For the call. Have a great
You're
night.
Welcome.
Keep it posted.
Take care. You too.
Okay, take care. And our next caller is coming from Suzanne. Suzanne's born 10/5/60. Suzanne, you're live with
was going to say Andy. You're live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi, Zoe and Doug. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is about love life.
Okay. And what about it?
When do you see someone coming in?
Okay. First of all, your birth force is a number four. So in your world, in your life, just in general, you have been the person to offer form, structure. Much of your focus has always been this, whether it's work, home, schooling, etc. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so in a similar fashion, you have been able to put together every other area of your life. People rely upon you. Suzanne is the go-to person. She knows exactly how things, quote-unquote, should be. You're wonderful at organization and everything else. When it comes to your love life, it's more difficult for you to see and understand exactly what it is, exactly what's coming. I believe you are a Libra, so that's an air sign balance, right? So you have a tendency to simply see both sides of everything all the time. Not a bad thing, but when in the department of romance, it can be more difficult because this looks good, but then that looks good. And so then you find yourself in the middle a lot of times and then finally just saying, you know what, I'm just going to throw in the towel for now and I'll just wait and see what happens. Does that sound about right? Yep. Okay. So now we're getting to your question here. So love life, though, is it going to happen? If so, when is it going to happen? For me, what it feels like to me is the month of August. It feels more like summertime. August, September is going to be a place and time for you to meet someone with a similar energy signature, just like when Doug was sharing this with the previous caller. When we meet the people that we already feel connected to in some way, there is that recognition of just naturally knowing each other. That's what's going to happen with you with this person. You're going to meet this person at a public venue, meaning more the traditional, like at the grocery store or the gas station. That's one possibility. A different possibility is that you may go to like a dinner party at a friend's house and there's someone there. But it takes you a bit to get comfortable in your skin with romance. So in the big picture, will it happen for you? Yes. It's going to be a matter of deciding what is it that you really do want, number one. But number two, just having an open mind, open heart, like what we talked about in the education piece of the program at the beginning of the hour, emitting the energy of love. And what will happen with that is that when you focus on this and practice it daily, this will also help the little bugs to go away, shall we say. And at the same time, it will bring in like vibration or higher to help match your energy signature. So I do see a possibility of you meeting someone this year, and if not 2017 for sure. How does that sound?
Okay, good.
Good. So let's have Doug help you. He can get real specific with that. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay. I tell you what, I like your determination in life. If you decide you're going to do something come hell or high water, you're going to get it done. I also want to say that I don't think you get mad very often. I just don't want to be there when it happens. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I think you get mad very often, but I don't want to be there if it happens.
Yeah.
I think you're delightful, and I know Zoe said you're out and about some kind of party or something. To me, it feels almost like an art gallery type feeling because I feel like I'm walking around. I've got a glass of wine. I want you to go whatever this is, and it feels to me it felt like an art gallery when she was telling you that. I want you to go there with the fact that you're just going to go there for fun. And if you can't meet someone that is real smart, you're really not interested. You like them razor sharp smart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
If they can't get in your head, you're not interested. You're bored with them real quick. So you have to have someone that's got a brain. So go there with that little kid's attitude that you're just going there to have a hell of a good time and watch the magic happen. She said the relationship would be there about that time. I think that you could actually be meeting them coming up here real soon, but it will be confirmed a relationship by that time.
Like when?
You know, I think it's coming up here real soon. I think that coming up this next month, you're going to be amazed how you're going to have such a loving nature about you. And it's going to be like she said, it's going to be, you'll look across the room and you'll see them and they're looking at you and you'll know that you've got to meet this person.
Do you know anything about them?
Well, I know they're good looking and I know they're smart. They're like having an engineer or something on that order. That's what it felt like. But they've got a real artistic flair to them.
So, Suzanne, okay. We need an update next month after you meet.
Okay, that sounds great. I was going to ask another quick question, but I don't know if I can.
We got to go. Oh. We got to get moving along. We got a ton of people. So call back next month so then we can get your update too, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And just a real quick reminder that both Zoe and Doug love to hear from you outside of the show, and they do book private consultations with clients. So, Zoe, real quick, what's the best way for people to contact you to schedule an appointment?
I'll tell you what. Just simply go to my website, zoeniklaus.com, and out there you will see, first of all, the contact form. That's probably the best way because once a person submits that, it goes directly into my email and I'm able to access this immediately. Secondly, there is a phone number listed at the website. That phone number does take text messages. So if a text message is easier for someone to do out there in the world, that's perfect by me. I have had a number of people place this request over, since the last radio program. So yes, feel free to send a text message, introduce yourself, and let me know what it is. And again, my special, you buy the first half hour at the normal rates, you get the second half hour at $1 a minute. It's a huge savings for you.
There we go. And Doug, how do people contact you?
The best way is just call or text 206-769-4924.
One more time. 206
769-4924.
There we go. And we'll have Doug repeat that at the end of the show as well. So call them and get your appointment set up, folks. I don't know what you're waiting for, but then you get them for the amount of time that you want, which is exactly the right answer. Because here we've got a ton of people that call in, and so we kind of got to move through everybody so we get to as many callers as we possibly can. We're going to try Mike again and see if we can get Mike on the line this time. Mike's born May 31st, 1991. Mike, are you there? Mike, are you there? Mike was there earlier. Mike goes back on hold. I don't know if we're going to get to Mike. So let's get to our next caller, which is Kathy. Kathy was born December 13th, 1953. Kathy, you're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, how are
Hello.
You?
I'm good. My question is, when am I going to retire?
Well, sweetheart. Retire. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, your birth force, meaning the energy that you came onto this planet with at the time you were born, is a number 7. The number 7 means spiritual, and it also means money. And the third thing that it means is a tendency to isolate or want to be alone. So regarding retirement, this is a number 9 year. This is a finishing up, resolution, and completion. I see and feel that it's going to be longer than what you think. Hate to say it, but that's what I see anyway. I see you retiring as late as 3 to 4 years from now. I also see a possibility of removing yourself from this before the end of this year. So that's going to be under a different circumstance. I realize there's a need for you to continue working. It is going to be your choice as to whether you want to continue and settle out now or continue on. And honestly, part of you continuing to work
is helping you to keep your energy where it is. It's helping you to continue using everything, your mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's helping you on all levels. It's at this phase of your life, it's less about the finances and more about movement. There are certain things in life that you still need to learn about regarding changes and transformation. And so with these last minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, couple years at most, perhaps, ideally sooner, you are still learning, you are still growing. Because once you retire, you may find yourself getting bored. However, you're a lovely person that can create a whole bunch of projects. You are artistic, creative. If you've not yet tapped into that, you may want to think about that so that it will help balance your time better regarding the work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. I am artistic. I do all kinds of different things. I have many projects going at one time.
This is your normal. That's your normal. If you didn't have 25 balls in the air, you'd be bored. So,
right.
Yeah. So the employment gives you the continuing energy to do so. Whether you want to hear this or not, you still working right now is helping keep the life going within you. So it's like you don't care for the work exactly. However, you love the freedom that it still allows you right now. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. You have it so right. And I make good money.
Yeah. So that's the funny part, is that you can have your humor, laugh your little tail off, and then you get to go home and do what you absolutely love to do. So in a lot of ways, it's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Let's see what Doug comes up with.
All right.
I like your creativity, and I think that you've got a book you've been playing with in your head too long. It's time you just get it done and get it over with. And I think you're going to go on a circuit where you're going to be speaking in front of people on a regular basis. You are going to have more fun doing that than anything you've ever done, and you'll be selling books as you go like crazy because they'll all want a signed book. So get busy and write the book. You've had it in your head way too long.
I mean, I've heard that before, but I have no clue, you know.
Oh, I think you're very, very psychic. I think that you have more fun when you tell people something and the headlights go on. That to you is more exciting than just about anything else. You're a natural teacher.
Uh-huh.
So you just need to take that creativity you've got and harness it and put it down in paper and go for it. And I could see you doing like these shows, you know, this spiritual living or spiritual consciousness, whatever, these psychic shows that travel all over the United States. I could see you being in those on a regular basis as a guest speaker. So
ooh,
look
like
at that
Hay House,
real strong.
Like Hay House Radio.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Yes.
Wow.
But write the book because you've got it. You've got a good essence about life.
I can't even journal.
Well, you can talk, right? You can talk.
What's that? Yeah, I can
talk.
That I can do,
You can put it on in your computer where the computer can just type the thing up as you talk.
Okay.
You'll have a book real fast.
All right.
Thanks for your call, Kathy.
Thank you.
Then we can book Kathy on the show as an author guest. So, you know, keep that in mind, Kathy. Yeah. And so we've got a question out of the Blog Talk chat room, actually. This question comes from Regina, born January 8th, 1979. And Regina's question is, any insight on finances or business opportunities?
First of all, Regina, her birth force, the energy she brought with her when she came onto the planet here, is a number 8. So she naturally would be able to be an entrepreneur, handle things business-wise. Business is the bigger picture. Refining it down to dollars and cents and how to go about doing that, that's the major parts of the picture here. So let's see here. To me, it feels like if she's not working right now, she's obviously looking for work. Or if she's working currently, it's for a lower paying job and she's looking. So her monies will balance out, but it's not going to be until later in this year. I mean, what I am feeling is more like October, November. And she's going to have 2 to 3 offers. If she's working currently, it's not going to last much longer. I see her doing possibly temping assignments or contract work before she lands into something more stable. And one of the things for her to think about is staying open to what all is possible. As a Capricorn, she's driven. She's focused. She knows how to work. She knows how to work well. She's self-disciplined. She's got all of those mechanics down to a science. Right now, she's feeling lost as to what direction to go to. So she's going to have May of this year, mid to late spring, she's going to have a clearer understanding of what type of work will better suit her. She already knows what it is. It's just simply time to take action on that. It's not something that she really, truly enjoys. For example, you know, working in an office somewhere. However, what she does it extremely well. And in time, if she's not already, I see her as acting supervisor or manager in some form of business. Anyway, that's what I'm feeling for her. How about you, Doug?
I have to say that I missed the birthday. I'm sorry. I know it's January
79. January 8th, 1979.
Okay. Okay. The huge change as far as in value is going on right now this year. I think that you're so incredibly smart that it's unreal. You are someone that you want to be with a big corporation or else you want your own business, and I don't care which one you want to do. I think you'd be excellent at either one of them. I think the important part for you is to learn to carry compliments and make sure that you're carrying compliments on a regular basis wherever you go, because someone's going to pick up on that and they're going to feel that incredible positive energy. Because right now I think you want to say things, but you're a little shy about speaking it out. So learn to carry those compliments forward and people will have a different feeling about you. They'll see the kindness that is within you other than just being a brain, because I think you're incredibly smart. I don't know what your
Absolutely.
IQ came out, but I'm sure it'd be high as all get out. So
cool.
That's how I see it, but I do feel that the change is right now. It's on you. You're ready to go. Pay attention to everyone. They're coming for you.
There we go, Regina. Good luck. We want an update. And we'll go to our next live caller here, and that's Ellen. And Ellen is born May 26th, 1956. Ellen, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe and Doug.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. And my question is, do you see any career changes coming in the near future?
Career. Okay, this is interesting. You are also a birth force number 7 and 16. Yeah, you sure are. So the number 7 birth force, once again, it is spiritual, it's money. It's a time to be alone, yet with a money component, a person can either manifest a lot of money and it comes really fast, or there's a constant problem of money going away. With your case, with a career change coming up, first of all, you are excellent at organization as well. Details are really important to you, almost like, let's say it was accounting or something like that. You are able to just figure things out and have resolution right down to the T. I do see and feel movement come somewhere between mid-April to mid-May. There's going to be the start of movement of some kind. I'm also hearing a job promotion. You're going to have that before the end of this year. So a reminder, when we spoke at the top of the hour about using the energy of love and the love vibration, ask Source to send love to that opportunity right now. Also ask for yourself to be filled with love. Once again, so that like vibrations can bring in like vibrations. Don't be surprised if you are also offered a lateral move of some kind. Right now, it's just been dry, and it's like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? This is going on, and it's crazy. I need something to change. It will change, and hang on, because it's going to be somewhere, it's going to be a minimum of two opportunities, if not up to three or four. And then you're going to call back next month and say, which one do I take? So it's going to happen fast, so just hang on for the ride. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Doug?
My main thing is don't make that change during the Mercury retrograde, if that makes sense to you. You don't want to make a change during the Mercury retrograde, which doing a change under Mercury retrograde would just be like suicide. You'd be throwing yourself into something. There'd be all kinds of confusion, and then eventually you wouldn't like it, and 6 months later you'd be looking for something again. So starting on the 28th of April and going to the 1st of May, you don't want to make a change during that period of time. We will have Mars retrograde at that same time, which is a different energy. It can be one of those energies that people get pissed off over nothing, but that's just the way it is. Just go with it. Don't be concerned. It has nothing to do with you. It's their own thing. But I think you're ready for a big change as well, because you made a huge change here basically about 8 months ago. You did a 180-degree turn, and you're ready to move on.
Wow.
That you already have it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Write down, I have the job that I want, with making the money that I want to make, and I'm having a great time. If you write down, I have, and you put it down that way, just as clear as can be. If you've got a job in line that you want to be doing, write the job in there. You'll be amazed how quickly it's going to come to you.
Okay, so 8 months ago, I'm trying to think, what would that have been, July or August or so?
That's about right.
Okay. Okay.
That's when you changed your values. You wrapped them up. You even got rid of a lot of people that you were doing too much work to be around them.
Yes.
Okay? So you know
there we go.
We're on the same track.
Great. Thank you.
Write down,
so much.
I have. That happens in the moment. It doesn't happen in the future. It doesn't happen in the past. It happens in the moment. So write it down, what you bring into you, and allow the magic to happen.
I did. I just wrote it as you spoke. I have the job I want, making the money I deserve.
And write that dollar amount that you want to be making. Don't be shy about it.
Okay.
Amazed how it will come just that way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. We want to call next month, and we want the update.
Sure. I'll give you a percentage of the raise, too. Okay.
No. Just, you know, do something nice for yourself.
We'll take that.
We want to hear the good news.
That's a joke. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Have a good night. Doug, can I tell you one thing that I really love that you have brought to the show, and I've been doing this ever since your first appearance here, is that every day I get up and I do, and everybody can call it something different, but I do what's called a God and Angels list every day. And when I get up in the morning, I write the three things. This is literally the first thing I do when I get out of bed. I write down three things that I have to do today. So here's my three for today. It's fascinating. Number one, exercise. Number two, have a fun lunch with my friend Wendy, who I did, and it was posted on Facebook. And then number three, have a great show with Zoe and Doug. So those are the three things that I put down that I'm going to do today. And then I put down a separate list, and I say, you know, God and angels, I'm asking for your help today. This is where you come in, because I had been phrasing my questions like, I want, I need, woe is me, and, you know, for a very long time. And a few shows back, you said you need to be writing, and you were saying this to somebody else, I am beautiful. I have the money that I need. I have the perfect paying job, and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I've changed my focus on what I write now every morning. And I write 20 things before I do anything else that I'm asking help for. I've got the perfect paying job. I am making the money that I want. I have da 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 da. I have. And I will tell you, it has changed my whole mindset by the time I set that down and start my day. So I want to publicly thank you for giving me that tool, because it really has helped me. So if anybody else is out there listening, listen to what Doug says, because he's right.
Yay!
There is a lot of power in the power of the word.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Your thoughts become your words become your action becomes your life is your responsibility. Where do you want to take it?
There we go.
And if you get rid of the word want, then you're in the moment.
Yeah, I have and I am, not want. There's
That's
no want or need.
That's right.
It's all because of you, Doug. I have great guests by the name of Zoe and Doug tonight, and we want you to go out and support them. So please do that.
Yay.
Our next live caller is Karen, and Karen is born March 31st, 1971. Happy birthday early, Karen. You are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Thank you so much for the well wishes. I'm just wondering, I have a career question. I'm looking for a job, and I recently applied for some federal jobs, three of them, and then the next I'll be applying for some state jobs. But I'm just wondering if you see anything coming through. I'm open. Or what do you see?
Okay, well, this is interesting. You are probably the third number seven birth force. So again, the seven is money. It's spiritual. It is a desire to be alone at times, just to decompress. The seven is very unique. Again, it's very spiritual. So with what we just talked about, as far as what Doug stated and shared, I am, and I have. And so begin writing out those affirmations. I am working for the federal agency of blank, whichever alphabet soup entity that you wish to work for. I am already working there. I have this position now. Write out your statements. Write out those positive affirmation statements. In terms of you looking for these jobs, the alphabet soup fed jobs can be a little more challenging to get into. That is a platform just in general. This is general speak, where if you already know someone who knows someone and they can connect you, that's kind of how that works. However, it's always possible. So it's possible when you write out your statements, the I ams and the I haves. You can put that, speak it into the present right now, make it happen.
Okay.
Secondly, as far as you going through this application process, doing your footwork, legwork, and everything else, and with you being in Aries, right? Did I get that correct?
Yes.
And Moon in Gemini.
Moon in Gemini?
Yeah.
Oh, she's... <You're>...
She's a live one.
So you're alive when you are driven and you're all over the board in a sense. And you know what? You can handle it. That's the nice part, is that you are also super duper intelligent too. So anything short of major challenges are going to feel very boring to you. In fact, it will make you feel like you're not doing your purpose, even though you may not be entirely clear about what you think that might be. So anyway, continue to pursue this. Believe it or not, what I feel is that by August of this year, you will be working for one of the alphabet soup agencies. It looks like out of the three, there's two in particular. Your number one, the number one agency you wish to work for, that is highly possible. So begin putting your pen to paper, speak this out to the universe, claim it. It can be yours. With the other positions you're applying for, those can happen as well, and it's very okay to put exactly what it is that you want, because you are more inclined towards not just the Fed agencies, but it feels like the energy is along the lines of law enforcement, something like that, something where it has a major impact among the population as a whole. Not that none of them don't, but this one in particular feels like it's a little more driven, specific towards that area. But, you know, again, go with your gut, too.
Okay.
All right, here's Beck.
Thank you.
I personally think you need to take and just go with what is fun. If it gets too boxed in, where you're boxed in, you are not a happy camper. You like freedom. You like to move about. And you are funny. So let people know how damn funny you are. Don't be afraid to crack wise ones with them when you're in the interview and be, you know, you can have a lot of fun with a simple thing and let them know that you've got a great sense of humor, which I do think you have.
Yes.
But yes. I do feel you need freedom. I would think that you'd be a phenomenal salesperson or a recruiter for anything. I don't know what you're looking at, but that's what it feels like that to me that you should look at, is where you can make the biggest bang for your buck is doing something like sales, because you are one of those people that everyone likes to be around because you make them feel happy.
Yes, yes, definitely.
That makes sense?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And people that are in sales that make other people, they love you. They just want to be around you. They don't even know why, but they just know they want to be around you. So
okay.
I'm not saying you can't do anything else, because I think you can. I think you're smart. You can pull it off. I just want you to have that freedom to do the things you want to do because you like freedom.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't like to get bored.
No,
correct.
No. You're too smart for that.
There you go. Karen, thanks for your call. Have a great night.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And happy birthday again. Okay, here's where we're going as far as calls go. We've got Amy coming up next, and then we're going to Carrie and Cindy. So just hang tight. We're going to get to you. And Amy is born December 16th, 1973. Amy, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well. I have a relationship question myself, so just was wondering if you see somebody coming in.
Okay, let's see here. Your birth force, the energies you were born with, is a number 3 in numerology, and that is balance. And
okay.
So with you in general, within your own self, it's very important for you to establish and maintain balance in all areas, including your emotions. Your emotions right now are speaking to me because, you know, there's a way to define happiness, a way to define sadness, and it's important for you right now to get more in touch with that and to find the balance. You've got a pretty good hold on it. You've got a little bit of refining to do, and that's fine. And the reason this is important is, once again, when we go back to the education piece at the top of the hour, the energy of love, what love is, what it means, what it feels like, how to attract it. So it's important to bring in that element and to feel that within yourself. So this being said, I don't know if you're a sports enthusiast or not. For some reason, you're showing me skateboarding. And I see you wearing a helmet and elbow pads. And so if you don't do this, this is how you're feeling about finding love. It's like it's a risk. It's dangerous. You've got to prepare yourself so you don't get hurt. Does that make sense? So it goes back to feeling still and getting in tune with yourself first. I see you going to, this is kind of, it's summertime, like starting the height of the summer, like July, August. Going to a park, one of those, you know, one of the social venues where they have like music in the park, something like that. Evening during the midweek. Start going to those when the time is right. In fact, there's functions, you know, even before the summer elements hit. Start going to venues like that because, for one thing, it takes you a little while to feel comfortable and to be comfortable. You are a Sagittarius, so for the most part, you're a straight shooter. Yet at the same time, you can be a little bit of an idealist. So just relax. Start going to those kind of functions. For me, I see more summertime that you will meet somebody. And remember to be open to the vibration of love. Stay in tune with that. And let's see what Mr. Doug has for you here.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I think right now you've got everyone you know under a microscope looking at them as to whether or not you're going to have them in your world or not. I do think that because of what the transits are that are going on, you're going to have to watch that you're not too critical when you meet people. So, because you can have a sharp tongue if you want. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know how to just spit it right out there and let them know how you feel. Sometimes we have to bite our tongue because we can say something in a second that we can regret for a lifetime. So always pay attention to that, because you're going to be on the little bit of a critical side here. I don't want you to be so critical that you miss an opportunity that's really what you're looking for in life.
Okay. Okay. So do you see a specific person, man?
Well, I know someone that loves animals is going to be coming to your world, and I don't know how you feel about them, but I know that they love animals. So don't be surprised if you don't have someone with a dog, that all of a sudden the dog may want to be licking on your hand, and that's how it all starts. But there's something about a good-sized dog that this guy loves animals.
Okay.
And so if you like animals, I think it's going to be a good match. And I think you've got a good spiritual side to you, so go for it.
Okay, it should be interesting with the animals things, because dogs, I'm not so sure if they jump on me, and I'm not too comfortable with that, but it's all good.
Well, if it's cute enough, then go for it.
Okay. There you go, Amy.
The guy. I didn't mean the dog. I meant the guy.
Yes, I'm sure. Do you see a time frame? Do you see the summer? Like the...
When Zoe said that it's by this... coming into the end of the summer, that's what it felt like to me, too.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Thanks, Amy, for your call. Send us a card and let us know where you're going on your honeymoon.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Go.
There we go. And our next caller is Carrie. Carrie, thank you for waiting so patiently, both in the chat room and here. Your birthday is April 3rd. 1971. Carrie, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Oh, so tired. yes, I'm going to bed right after this. So, yeah, I was just calling for a reading.
Okay, what is your question? What area would you like to look at?
So I want to know, I'm kind of expecting a settlement, and I want to know when that's coming and when you guys see me relocating and getting my money and moving on.
Okay. Here we go again. We have yet another number 7 birth force person. So that's interesting. There's a theme here tonight. So all of this number 7 birth forces out there are definitely seeing some changes and shifting going on. 7 does include money. It includes spirituality. And regarding your settlement, there's some monies coming. It doesn't feel like it's going to be as great as what you would like to believe. The settlement, it's interesting. It still is being reviewed. That whoever is going through this, or however many parties are going through this with a fine-tooth comb, it looks like, I see the latest by September, there will be a figure for you. Possible it can be sooner, but I see by September. Relocating, yes. By the time this check is in hand, you're out the door. You're out the door onto the next state. Doesn't feel like you're going to stay local. It feels like you've had a dream. If you could move to a dream city or a dream state, it feels like that's what you're going to do, or something close to it. So whatever you've been visualizing, continue to do that. And as Doug had shared before, write down your statements. I have my settlement in X amount of dollars. Be very specific with that. I am moving. I am relocating to wherever. So these are a couple of tools that you can use to help support yourself during this time. It just feels like for the next couple, 3-4 months, the status of the settlement is going to continue to be blurry, and it's just going to be some back and forth stuff. But by July, August, you're going to have an answer. That's what I'm getting for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that seems very accurate, what you just got done saying. I do feel that you have money is coming to you, that it's going to give you a foundation. I don't feel that it's going to be quite what you wanted it to be. And maybe what Zoe said there at the end, remember if you write down, I have X number of dollars coming to me, you're going to be closer to that figure than you think. And I can't stress how important that is. I once had a young guy that wanted to start a business as far as photographer, and he needed this equipment, he needed a studio, and I said, then write down, I have whatever the dollar figure is to open my studio, pay my rent, and to live. And I said, do you know the figure? And he goes, I've already figured it out. It's $23,000. I said, then write it down, just that. I have $23,000. And he did that. 1 week later, he got a call from Acme Sign Company and asked him to fly around the country, take pictures of the billboards for their annual report. It paid him $23,000.
Wow.
So when you write it down, you crystallize your thinking. Right now, you're flipping around with your head too much with, it could be this, it could be that. When you do that flipping around back and forth and back and forth, the universe can't help you. So write it down, crystallize your thinking, and let the magic happen. Got it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
There you go,
all
Carrie.
Right.
Thanks for
Thank
the
you,
call.
Carrie.
Good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is, before we do this, it's time to remind everybody, Zoe and Doug, what are your specials for the month of March, technically the next 30 days? But.
Well, I'll tell you, St. Patrick's Day special. Normally with my specials, I extend it just to the end of the month. This month, because it's St. Patty's Day, we are going to extend this out for 30 days. And my special is when you purchase the first 60 minutes of a reading, you'll receive the second 30 minutes will be $1 a minute. That's a savings of 25%. And again, this special is offered through April 16th. So it'll take us 1 day past tax day. So
that's
very
a great savings.
Right? So go to my website, zoenicklaus.com, fill out the contact form, go ahead and submit your information. It also includes St. Patty's Day special, and then that way you will definitely get that special. Also, feel free to send a text to the phone number at the website, and we can work something out from there. So there's my special. Doug?
I'll do annual readings as far as for $100, which would normally be a $200 value. And my phone number is 206-769-4924. And you can either call or text, and we'll go from there.
There we go. So take advantage of that. You need to jump on this, people. And our next caller is Cindy. By the way, so everybody who's listening who's called in, I'm going to go screen your calls when I bring Cindy on the line. So be prepared. I'm going to unmute your line. You're only talking to me. And I'm going to ask for your birthday, and we're going to squeeze as many of you in as we can for the rest of the show. So Cindy, born June 24th, 1963. Cindy, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good evening, Zoe and Doug. How are you?
Very good. Well, how are you?
I had a relationship question. I just wanted to see if you saw me reconnecting with someone from my past this year.
Okay, let's see here. Your birth force number, the energies you were born with, is a number 4. So you, in general, as a person, you like to make sure that things are in order. You're all about building the foundation, creating the form, the structure, and so on. So when it comes to relationships, you know how to do that part pretty well. And the reconnection, I'm looking at this. I see a possibility of the reconnection. It would be something more casual, like coffee, lunch, something like that. It's possible. I don't see that till mid-late summer. It's going to be a little while still. I see that part of it happening. You visit your beliefs and values about relationships.
One of the reasons that you're looking at this right now is because it's comfortable and familiar, and that's completely understandable. You're remembering a place and time that offered you a lot of joy. And does this make sense to you so far?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Understand, and this is something that Doug teaches, when this type of scenario does take place, remember that you are two brand new people meeting each other for the first time. So as you meet this person or revisit this person once again, should this actually happen, just entertain it from the standpoint of you've never met this person and you're going to get to know them and see who they are now, because your memories and reality are going to be two different things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So just, yep, so keep an open mind. There is a sense of love and familiarity. Right now in your life in general, you've undergone several changes recently. It feels like one of them was a deep, deep emotional scenario for you. And right now you are seeking familiarity and comfort. So anyway, in the big picture, I do see you having a casual thing. Again, coffee or lunch, something along those lines. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Doug?
I think it's coming sooner just because we have a Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde always brings people back into your life if there's issues that are unsettled. And it's obvious you have an unsettled issue if you're still thinking about them. So first off, I want you to program yourself. If they come into your head, I want you to say, I am young, healthy, wealthy, wise, and beautiful. I am young, healthy, wealthy, wise, and beautiful. I want you to program that so much that the minute they come into your head, that's what you start running through your brain. If you do that, it's going to make them feel like they're disconnected. They don't have you under their thumb right now. Right now, you're putting too much energy back to them, and they are feeding on it like a goldfish on timed food. So you cut the energy so they can't feel you. They're going to come looking for you. So between the 28th of April until the 21st of March, I want you to make a point of going out and about and just doing your thing. You'll be amazed how you run into them and everyone else that you haven't seen in a long time. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
The key is cut that energy so that they can't feel you. When you cut that energy, that's when they come looking for you because they want to know what you're up to. They don't even know why they're feeling it, but they'll feel it. And Zoe, spot on. You've got to treat them like a brand new person. Otherwise, you will force them to relive the whole scenario you've already gone through, and you don't need that. Find out who they are today.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
And I wrote down those Mercury retrograde dates, April 28th through May 21st. Correct, Doug?
Right.
Okay, I got it on my calendar, so I'm making notes as you're talking to folks, too. We're coming up with, I get all my best notes from you, Doug, okay? So our next caller is Rita, and Rita is born May 24th, 1957, and she has an interesting reason why she's calling. Rita, you're now live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I have to tell you why I called. I was listening to the show. Actually, I was flipping through, you know, Block Talk Radio, and this, I guess y'all just popped up, and all the writing, you know, underneath your stuff, which I had no intentions of looking at, okay? And all of a sudden
Thanks,
it started
Rita.
Flip. Well, not on me.
Wow.
But it scrolled.
You got a live
and
one here. She's funny.
I know. Okay, keep going.
But it scrolled and it stopped. And all I saw was Doug Johnson. Well, Doug, my Doug, was my best friend who was killed in a car accident years ago. And to this day, I feel like he's never left me. So I still hadn't pushed the one, you know, to get into the queue. So I had it on speaker, and I walked in the kitchen and had my back to where my dishes are. In the drain, and I was getting something, and all of a sudden I hear crash. And it was a saucer. I guess it fell off my drain, and I just looked up and I said, okay, Doug, I'll do it. So apparently.
You're supposed to call in. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I knew it. When that dish hit the ground, I said, okay, Doug, I'll go do it right now. So apparently I'm supposed to be calling. I don't know if mm-hmm. he's got something that I need to know or, I mean, my question was just what do you see in store? You know, what am I supposed to be headed? Is there someone new going to come in my life? Whatever you see, I'm happy with.
Okay. All right,
just
Rita.
Tell me
first
you see
all...
something.
Well, yeah, we see quite a number of little things here. First of all, I love your accent. Just love it. It's so sweet. Love it,
well,
love
thank
it, love
you.
It. Yes. So the thing that comes to me right away as you were talking, especially regarding your friend Doug, is
yeah.
that, number one, he is with you. Number two, he's also here to help teach you more about maintaining your awareness of the spiritual side of you, your guides, your angels, and also your connectedness with nature in spiritual stuff. You're able to go outside and connect directly with God, and you've
yeah.
done some amazing miracles on your own. I don't know if you have a garden. If you do, you are so connected that you're able to stand over your garden, say a prayer, please God, make this garden sprout, and overnight it does. This is the type
wow.
of person you are. Mm-hmm. And so there is something very special about you. You have a very sweet nature about you. Doug is here to help you listen more and to pay closer attention. The trials and tribulations that you had in your life, they need to be acknowledged, most definitely, yes. And Doug continues to stay with you to help keep things light and fresh for you, because without his presence, you know, you would have gone down the road of a very severe depression and all kinds
of
different things.
He does do that. I know that. And I laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I can laugh when he's around, you know, and, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so he's here to help, quote-unquote, lighten the load, because in your life you've not had an easy life. You've definitely had some challenges there, so... continue to enjoy his company. He's still going to be around for stay in tune with that. And again, he's here to help you become more in tune with the earth and to help you to trust your own abilities. You are very, very psychic. You're very intuitive. You see things before they happen. It's not just your imagination. It is real. Okay?
Okay.
And in fact,
okay.
imagination in general, when we receive those pictures, you know, this is the universe communicating. This is validation. It is real. So that's what
yeah.
I have for you, Rita.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
That you are in an incredible transition right now where you are going to bring forth some of the most significant people in your world that you have seen in a long time. In fact, the last time you had people come into your world with this much power was back when you were 29, 30, because you're in your Saturn return right now. And
okay.
that always brings some of the most significant people into your world that you'll ever see. The minute that you said something about Doug, I heard the name Robert. So if you know a Robert, you'll probably hear him from
Robert.
Him. Well, if he calls you in the next 14 days, then it's him. Otherwise,
yeah.
don't be surprised if you meet another Robert, okay?
Okay.
But normally
okay.
when a name goes through me, within 14 days, they seem to come into your world. Or they'll call
yeah.
you. You don't have to call them.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're ready for a big transition this year. Just go for it. You're about to have fun.
Oh, great. I'm ready for that.
I think
I
that you're going to have
that.
A great time. And
you know
Doug
thing.
Spelled backwards. Doug spelled backwards without you as God.
Oh, well. Well, I'll tell
you know,
you
I know this, being that I, my name
then.
Is Doug. I do know this.
You know, yeah, we're talking to the girl earlier about the whatever on her brain, and she thought she had a stroke.
Yeah.
I have a mass on my brain. and they just found it probably 2 years ago. And I was sitting there, and I really think that that is what's opened me up.
There's no question about it. It's opened your mind up.
It has opened my whatever to spirit. And they don't know where it is. We know where it is, but they don't know where it come from, how long it's been there.
I want you to embrace it with love. So I want you to say, I accept 100% control of my body. It is my right. It is my divine inheritance. All negative energy, entities, and elements go with love. When you embrace things with love, you win.
Oh, you're right. You are so right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys, and thank you.
Thanks, Rita.
Doug,
welcome.
For, you know, I got my message from my Doug. So thank you guys
thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling.
Yes, thank
that was really sweet.
Right.
Have a great night, okay?
You too.
And our last call of the night is coming from Nathaniel. And Nathaniel is also born in 1957. His birthday is May 1st. Nathaniel, you're live with Doug and Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was wondering what you saw for me, either a job or a move or something like that.
Okay, Nathaniel. First of all, your birth force is a number one. And this means you are a pioneer, you're a leader, you have a tendency to go ahead and just try things on just because, okay? So you're unique in how you lead and live your life. You are the one that probably has broken the mold, or you have had no fear to step outside the box and throw away the form. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, typical number one, yeah. And I say this because I'm also a number one. It's like, yeah, okay, let me try this. I'll put this to the side. So in many ways, you are fearless, which is great. And taking risks doesn't faze you too much. So in terms, the thing that I keep seeing for you is movement with career. And with your work, your work in general has, I'm hearing the word choppy, on again, off again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. And you do have something more solid coming up, but again, it's going to be summertime. I see little things coming here and there, some type of contract work. It could even be along the lines of construction, something like that. But it's more going to be more project-driven for a little while. I see that going on, it's going to go on till at least July. And then somewhere between August, September, things are going to start to shake out a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The stability that you're looking for, just simply by way of employment, you're looking for this also to help you. You have an interest or a side business or something that you've been thinking about doing, and this will help to supplement that, okay? There's something else that you want to do, but it's like you need the main thing first to help support and create that. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yep, okay. Okay, Doug, what about you?
I like your setup, and I'm going to tell you that you're going through an incredible transition this year. Last time you went through it when you were 29, 30 years old. So I want you to start celebrating life and have fun. There are things that are working right now in the world that are going to free things up where you can pretty much do whatever you decide you want to do. And it's, how can I say, there's going to be one of the most gigantic shifts in the universe for people to have pretty much what they want to do and when they want to do it. And I want you to just celebrate and have fun. I think it's important that you learn as far how to take and deal with finances on a different level than you've done before. I want you to say on a regular basis, I pay all my bills on time and have plenty of money left over, so that you always have that cushion there to go. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It seems like sometimes you struggle too much, and I don't want you to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I want it to open up where you just feel. I think that you're going to change everything in your world. You're so ready to make a complete change and walk away from the old person you were that there won't even be – you're going to bring it down to where only maybe two people stay around your world that you're going to say, I'll call these the friends that I want. The rest are gone. You've been doing too much work to be around them.
Can I ask if you see a person named Paul Gibson, that he's a friend or is he just self-absorbed in himself?
I like him. I like his energy. I think he's smart.
Yeah. He seems kind of
selfish. I think he's going to be around. I don't think he's that selfish. Okay. I think he's going to be around. I think he's pretty genuine. I do think he's very concerned about his own welfare.
Yeah.
But I do think that he's someone that if push came to shove, you could count on him. He seems stable to me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's happy because, you know, I'm happy about that.
Nathaniel, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
Have a good night. Keep us updated. And so that's those are live callers for the night. If you've missed anything and want to go back and re-listen to the show, give the show about a half an hour to percolate, and you can press the same link that you just pressed to, you know, check in on the show and hear the entire broadcast and fast forward and rewind and all of the fun stuff that you'd like to do on a cassette recorder, taking you back to 1976. So, Zoe and Doug, any... closing, Doug, next month we're just going to have to get you to tell that story about dying three times or coming back three times, but because we're not going to get to it tonight. Real quick, about a minute apiece, do you have any closing words for the listeners?
I would just like to reemphasize once again the magic and power of love, and to remember that it is the strongest energy on the planet, and we can access this tool freely at any time. Ask God, Creator, Source, whoever you pray to help you understand it so that you know what it is and what it feels like. Allow it to emanate within you so that you may begin to bring this vibration in and higher. It's amazing. It will take you many places, especially in the area of forgiveness, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. Call upon the energy of love. Doug?
That's very, very good. And when you smile at everyone, when my kids were little, we'd walk down the street, and the game I'd play with them, and I'd say, the game is going to be, you've got to smile at people to see how many people will smile back, and whoever gets the most, that's the winner. So my kids are great about smiling at everyone. They just think that's, you know, the big key in life. And smiles don't cost you a thing, but it makes everyone feel happy.
What a
so
great...
give a smile.
I love your advice, Doug. Okay, I'm going to start smiling more. And with that...
I wish I had your smile.
Oh, well, you know, there's a little smoke and mirror with a little about everything I do. So, everybody, just a real quick reminder. Tomorrow night's Rated LGBT Radio. My co-host is Rob Watson. We're going to be talking to Greg Archer in the first segment. And he's going to be talking about his web series, The You and the Me. And then Friday night, Oleg Frisch. He is a Russian TV radio host, TV host, and he's also a singer. He's got a brand new album out. We're going to be playing music from that album, and you are going to freak out when you hear all of the people that he's been working with. We've had the pleasure of having Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston on the show. If you'd like to book a private appointment with them, please contact them and set something up. You have to mention that it's the Rated G Radio special that you want, and they've got a great deal for both of you for the next 30 days. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. Again, we will see you live tomorrow night. Please don't drive distracted, and we love doing the show for and with you 6 days a week. The insanity continues tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.